Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm featuring a portion of Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba's presentation at the ribbon cutting for the Kelowna Community Center held on August 25th. This is part two of a two-part program.
So $5.5 million is a big task. So we had to find some support. We have support through the City of Kelowna residents and local donors to the project. We have the Washington County Riverboat Foundation that has been gracious enough to provide us funding in two different mechanisms, one through grants, competitive grants that they do twice yearly. Another mechanism is through the municipal funds that are derived through the gaming tax. So we've been fortunate enough, we get those quarterly, and we've applied that towards this project. Enhance Iowa, which is state funding, we received a grant through them. The Kelowna Cooperative Technology Company has done in-kind and also some funding for the project. Washington County Board of Supervisors was good enough to help us with a four-year commitment to the project. Alliant Energy, and finally Hills Bank and Trust and CBI Banks. We did a joint partnership with them to be able to, what we had to borrow through the bonding the community voted in, we worked locally with that so we could keep that borrowing here in town. So that was a unique but a very good partnership. Building users, as you go through this building, you're going to see YMCA, you're going to see Kelowna Community Center, you're going to see City Hall space. It's a collaborative effort that this building is going to take on. So you're not just going to see one entity in here at any given time. There's going to be multiple groups using it for the betterment of our community. And I'm going to just kind of go through those groups real quick. We have Elements Youth Organization. They do predominantly middle school youth programming out of the old library upstairs, so please take a look up there. It's a great space. They do great work up there. They serve a huge need for that group, and hopefully we'll allow them through this collaborative effort to be able to do more with a newer space to the north of them. The Washington County Sheriff's Department, I get asked this a lot, are you going to have a jail there? And we're not going to have a jail. But what we are going to have is a space that the Sheriff's Department can utilize and have deputies here in the northern end of the county. They'll be able to utilize that space to do paperwork, to do have a presence here in our community. Also, the communities of Wellman and Riverside, it's just going to keep them in the northern end of the county a little bit easier. So that's an exciting opportunity. Mid Prairie Community School District, we've always had a good relationship with them, and that'll continue in this building. Monday afternoon on that end down there on the north side, they'll have 7th or 8th grade volleyball practice for the girls. So that collaborative partnership starts as soon as Monday. Our city offices have stayed in this building, will continue to stay in this building. Performance therapy, Jeff will be in here. He's got use of the space. They've carved out a little niche there, and he's going to be able to work with residents, work with student athletes, work with the public in here, and be able to utilize outside here too as well. English River Watershed Management Authority, the council up here kind of spearheaded that effort a few years ago, so they've got their offices here within the building. And the YMCA of Washington County, obviously that's the main one right now as we're going to open this building. And I'd like to give thanks to three individuals there. Before we started the timeline that I kind of went through earlier, we weren't doing a great job, and I can say this and they'll shake their head yes. We weren't doing a great job of providing good programming to the community. And when we partnered with Y, things changed, and they changed fairly quickly. And that's because we had good people doing it. Amy Schulte is the interim CEO for the YMCA of Washington County. Marcus Hall has been with us since day one when we did that collaborative effort. And Cheyenne Adamson has played a key role in that too. So it's allowed us to provide, through the YMCA, meaningful programming, consistency with classes, consistency with all those things that they do very, very well. So that has been a really good partnership we've had. So thank you very much to the YMCA of Washington County. I didn't build much of this building. Actually, probably not at all. So we had to hire some contractors. That's where they drew the line. I'm going to go through them briefly. And one of the things I think is important, I'm going to say where they're based out of. You're going to see a pretty tight group as far as miles away from Kelowna, which is one of the things that we wanted to do. And through our partnership with Carl A. Nelson, it allowed those vendors that can have a skill to be able to come in here and do it in close proximity to Kelowna, which in turn keeps the money as local as we can make it. Ace Electric, Bob Schulte out of North Liberty. Kunster Heating and Air offices about a half a block from here. Heather and Jeremy Kunster. Summit Fire Protection, Kelly Mitchell out of Iowa City. Bouchon Construction's a 40-plus year family-owned company out of Montezuma. DeLong Construction, Staple down in Washington. KCTC and iTech, we leaned on them for a lot of different things in here. As you see PA systems, you see cameras, you see all these beautiful TVs that are throughout the building. That was all done locally, so thank you very much. Garden Associates, which is our city engineer, Jack Pope, he did a lot of the site work as far as some of the preliminary stuff that we did early. PIP Printing and Design out of Iowa City, they took Ben's work and made it into something that's usable in large form, so was good out of Iowa City. And Story Kenworthy, a lot of the furniture, a lot of the look that you see throughout the building is a byproduct of their work with architects and also Carly Nelson. So thank you to those contractors that played a huge role in being able to provide this to the community.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba, giving his presentation at the ribbon cutting for the Kelowna Community Center held on August 25th. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.